This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Stephen Tilley is stepping down as both a member of the Missouri House and as House Speaker, effective at 1 minute before midnight tonight. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
In a letter to his Republican colleagues, Tilley says he chose to leave early because he, quote, did not want to be a paid consultant while serving as Speaker of the House. He also stated that he wants to spend more time with his two daughters and that he sometimes put the interests of the House and the GOP caucus ahead of his family. Tilley was first elected in 2004 and was in his final year as a House member. He had planned on running for lieutenant governor but announced last fall that he had changed his mind. He and his wife also split up last year. In a separate letter to Governor Jay Nixon, Tilley said that Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholer will fill the role of Speaker until a new one is selected by the House. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri is among 12 states cited in a new government survey with very high obesity rates. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released figures today showing that Missouri is among a dozen states with obesity rates of at least 30%. The CDC says 30.3% of Missourians are obese. Overall, more than a third of adults are obese. The latest figures are based on a 2011 telephone survey that asked adults their height and weight. For the first time, households with only cell phones were included. Colorado was the state with the lowest obesity rate at just under 21%, and Mississippi was the highest at nearly 36%. As college students start making their way back to town, Columbia Transit has begun running its new route that connects campuses and apartment complexes with the downtown area more directly. The FastCat line began operations this morning as planned. Columbia Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says the city expects the new route to increase ridership in a transit system that needs to be more self-sufficient. He says Brookside Apartments have bought passes for each of the students living in their complex.
But other complexes are also signing contracts. We have two contracts that we expect to be signed here very shortly. And so we see that the apartment owners like this as well because it helps them cut down on the number of cars that are going in and out of their parking lots on a daily basis.
Sapp says he's heard generally positive comments from riders on the new route so far today. However, one thing that didn't go as planned was the launch of the mobile phone application riders will be able to use to track their route. Sapp says there were some issues with AT&T that held up the launch today. But Columbia Transit hopes to have the app operational by the end of the week. Out-of-state students are becoming increasingly important to universities in Missouri and Kansas, which are trying to make up for cuts in higher education funding. The Kansas City Star reports about 35% of the University of Missouri's freshmen this fall are from other states. That's more than double the 17% of 10 years ago. University officials say they are recruiting more out-of-state students to help curtail rising costs and lower funding. Non-resident students generally pay higher tuition rates than in-state students. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.